This is GQDN for Friday, February the 10th, 2023. We got some good news and we got some bad news. Because in today's news, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegripquest, and by stackup.org. IGN FanFest coming this year. Nintendo won't be reducing Switch prices. And a delay for the Division 2. But we begin today with a report from CNN Business at CNN.com, and they are saying that Harry Potter is going live. And with that, we got a few quotes here. And I'll read a few of them. And the first one comes from Joost van Druyn, a professor at New York University's Stern School of Business. Quote, open world style games are a really big deal in the games industry. The expectations are quite high, not just from the consumers, but also from the game maker themselves. Now, this quote comes from Dan Martin, general manager at Video Games New York. Quote, they definitely put out some big titles and worked with some big franchises, but their games have been hit and miss. And they're talking about Warner Brothers and Avalanche, because the game has been budgeted at $150 million and has been delayed twice. But now that it's out, along with all of its problems outside of the game, it does look like it has gotten a lot of attention, especially being the number one Twitch viewing game on Twitch. Well, I did say Twitch twice, but still. In fact, one Camilla Rodriguez, which CNN talked to, which is a Harry Potter fan who has planned to buy the game, said, quote, there was a time when I thought it was going to impact my view on the whole Harry Potter world, but I am able to separate the situation with J.K. Rowling with the Harry Potter world. So people are indeed planning on buying the game. But this still has a huge thing because J.K. Rowling will still get licensing royalties from the game. So she will get a percentage of profits. Now we get to some more business news. And this comes to us from Eurogamer.net. And we have more drama in the Sony versus Xbox war. So here is what Sony had said most recently, especially after accusing Microsoft of, quote, obvious harassment, unquote. So here is what Sony said in the motion of what Xbox did put out. Quote, Microsoft's demand for performance reviews for SIE's leadership is obvious harassment. Even in employment cases, courts require a specific showing of relevance before requiring production of personal files. This is not an employment case. And they also said on Eurogamer that Kotaku did find that the presiding Judge D. Michael Chappell did agree with Sony, saying, quote, SIE demonstrated good cause for the requested relief. Bobby Kotick had to speak up too. Quote, suddenly, Sony's entire leadership team stopped talking to anyone at Microsoft, adding that his own calls to Sony's chief and other executives were not returned. I think this is all Sony just trying to sabotage the transaction. The whole idea that we are not going to support PlayStation or that Microsoft would not support PlayStation, it is absurd. As I've said before, Microsoft does recognize that Sony has the biggest platform for Call of Duty. Now, we're going to continue on with this type of news because, speaking of Call of Duty, if you're playing it, The Division 2 Season 11 has been delayed. So here's what they said on Twitter from Tom Clancy's The Division 2. By the way, I dubbed this as Call of Duty. That's my mistake. This is Division 2. Quote, last week we shared news that season would be delayed due to a localization issue. This past Saturday, in the process of creating the update which would have resolved the issue, we encountered an error that brought down the build generation system for The Division 2. As a result, we cannot update the game until the system has been rebuilt. In the past, when the season was delayed, we extended the previous season's activities. Unfortunately, this is not possible in the current situation, as we are unable to make server or client-side updates until the build generation system is restored. We are working to resolve the situation as quickly as possible. We have made good progress over the last 96 hours and have been able to restore critical aspects of the system and will share the timeline for resolution when available. We deeply appreciate your understanding and patience and will share our in-game compensation plans details soon. Our next update will be provided tomorrow." Unquote. And we got more quotes for you. Because Nintendo will not be reducing the Switch price despite of its sales. This comes to us from DualShocker.com. Words are hard. And what Shintaro Furuka did say, quote, "As we continue the Nintendo Switch business over the long term, we have tried to preserve the value and prices of both hardware and software as much as possible. We do not believe that policy needs to be changed at this point. The Nintendo Switch will soon enter its seventh year and has sold over 120 million units cumulatively, and we believe that it is entering uncharted territory in Nintendo's dedicated video game platform business. In this environment, it will not be easy to maintain hardware sales at the same pace as before. For this reason, our new challenge for the seventh year is finding ways to encourage players who are considering new purchases, replacement purchases, and additional purchases to pick up a Nintendo Switch. We believe that both titles and evergreen titles can create opportunities for new users to purchase hardware. Furthermore, maintaining engagement with the hardware can lead to the introduction of new software." So, you see, Nintendo Switch is currently priced at $299, while a Nintendo Switch OLED is at $349. Now we go once again to Eurogamer, and we find out that Assassin's Creed Origins director leaves Ubisoft, and that veteran is Gene Goodison. And Gene was a part of Ubisoft Montreal for 17 years. Gene was credited for Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, and Origins, but has now left the company. So what will happen next? Well, we'll see what happens. This is all fallout from Ubisoft. Well, it's not going to be fallout from this. We got a little bit of scary that leads us into the good part of the show. Well, the positive part of the show, because Destructoid.com did say that Saint Maker is now in the works and will be released on Switch and PC on February 22nd. So here in about 2 weeks, just in the cold. There was a video that was also released with it, and looks to be like a still action game, more of like a story type game, but we'll see what happens. It'll be $13.99. It is available for pre-purchase, but you will get a 20% discount during its launch week. So be patient, because the game does come out in just under 2 weeks. So if you wait till, let's say, Monday the 20th, well, it'll be 20% cheaper. Just pay attention as to where it is cheaper. Now we get to some real good stuff, starting with IGN's FanFest, and you know that comes from IGN.com. And they've got a schedule to FanFest, which starts February the 17th, which is next Friday, and Saturday the 18th, which is about where it ends. In fact, things start on Monday the 13th, because they will have an exclusive FanFest preview content all week long. And day one will be IGN FanFest live stream beginning at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday will be day two, and that will also begin at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So what could we find on day one? Well, we'll have some different things, such as a John Wick Chapter 4, a part of the movie. They will have Keanu Reeves, John Wick himself. Street Fighter 6, where WWE superstar Zelina Vega will sit down with IGN. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, director Jeff Meggers will be there. Netflix Shadow and Bone, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, well, that's the movie, and HBO's Last of Us. At 11 a.m., which is 2 p.m. for me, Shazam Fury of the Gods. Talking still a couple about movies. Creed 3, obviously. Now we get to video games and AEW Fight Forever, because AEW superstars Danhausen, Nyla Rose, and Evil Uno will be in a sit-down session with IGN to answer some fan questions. Hogwarts Legacy. So game director Alan Tu will be there. And The Ark. Plus you will get some different things about For the King 2, Batman the Doom that came to Gotham, Street Fighter Duel, The Expanse, A Tale Tale series. And day two has Diablo 4, Redfall, Liza P, Cocaine Bear, different games, and different TV shows and different movies. So a whole lot of stuff. One more good thing to talk about. This is a long show, I know, because there's a lot to go over today, but we have to end on a very good note. And even amongst the sheer destruction that an earthquake can give, Bungie raised $200,000 for earthquake relief in both Turkey and Syria. In fact, at Bungie Love from the Bungie Foundation on Twitter did say, quote, "The Bungie community is truly world-class and have the biggest hearts. Over $200,000 have been raised for the earthquake relief in Turkey and Syria in just 24 hours. Thank you for all the generosity and support. They do need help." So I believe that Red Cross International does help them out. And you know I support stackup.org. We'll just end this as this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawn Forge. Stream starts about 5:30 p.m. EST. We'll see you there. So go play some games and go give those earthquake survivors some support.